Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Milk Money Organics Limited earnings conference call hosted by Arihant Capital Markets Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aman Jain from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q3 and 9-month FY25 earnings conference call of Milk Money Organics Limited. On behalf of Arihant Capital, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Ankit Patel, Chairman and Managing Director of the company. We have Mr. Gurjan Singh Chahal, Chief Financial Officer, and we also have Mr. Nishant Vyas, Investor Relations. So, without further ado, I would now like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you.
Thank you, Aman. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q3 FY25 earnings call. I believe you have got a chance to go through the financial results and investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges and the website. After a prolonged period, I am pleased to share that our core segments, crop protection and pigment, are getting back on track, reflected by their improved performance in recent quarter. Both the segments reported positive profitability, primarily due to improved product mix during the quarter, coupled with the positive momentum in the demand recovery that we are witnessing from Q2 FY25. On standalone basis, in Q3 FY25, revenue from operation reported robust growth of about 62% YOY to INR 558 crore, while our EBITDA grew to 60.4 crore compared to a negative EBITDA of 0.4 crore in the same quarter previous year. Our profit after tax stood at 30.2 crore against a loss of 27.2 crore in the same quarter previous year. If I talk about the revenue mix in Q3 FY25, crop protection constitutes about 74% of the total revenue, while the balance 26% comes from the pigment segment. Now let us look at our segment-wise performance in Q3 FY25. In crop protection segment, production stood at about 10,700 metric ton, up by about 12%. Capacity utilization for the segment stood at about 78%. And the revenue from the segment was up by 72% YOY to 410 crore, while the EBITDA grew to 61 crore from 5.1 crore in the corresponding previous year quarter. For pigment segment, production stood at about 3,900 metric ton, up by 21%, and the capacity utilization for the segment was about 48%. The segment reported revenue of 147 crore, up by 40% YOY, and EBITDA grew to 5.2 crore compared to 0.9 crore in the corresponding previous year. For the 9 months ended 31st December 2024, revenue from the operation was up by 32% to 1,501 crore and EBITDA grew to 115 crore against the negative EBITDA of 0.7 crore in the corresponding previous year. In our crop nutrition segment, we are rigorously focusing on reaching the last mile. In this context, we have recently signed the MOU with Hindustan Insecticides Limited. Simultaneously, we are also conducting extensive field activities to demonstrate the efficacy of Make Money Nano Urea across different crops in various states like Gujarat, Rajasthan, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh. In titanium dioxide segment, despite having achieved the desired quality, we are facing headwinds on pricing front, particularly due to aggressive dumping by China. Currently, the prices are under tremendous pressure, and we anticipate the scenario to improve post the anti-dumping duty on titanium dioxide from China, which is expected by March 2025. To conclude, our core segments have regained the growth momentum and are getting back on the track, which is big positive to regain our normal double digit growth trajectory which we had demonstrated throughout all these years. We are also confident that the headwinds currently faced in the titanium dioxide and nano urea are temporary, and there lies a huge potential in these businesses. Lastly, our long-term growth prospects remain intact given our state-of-the-art infrastructure, plant compatibility, wider product range, and geographical reach. With this, I hand over the call to the moderator to open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take our first question from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on the revival that we have seen in agrochem as well as on the standalone pigment side.
Ankit, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you use your handset mode, please?
Yeah, I am on handset only. I'll speak a bit louder.
Okay.
Congratulations for the revival that we have seen in agrochemical as well as the pigment business of the company. Ankit, my first question is on the agrochemical itself. So, if you can talk about how is the industry condition currently, we've seen a sharp jump in our margins to, 14, almost 15% this quarter. And what do you think about the sustainability of this numbers, and how do you see the growth going forward in agrochem industry-wise as well as our own business perspective, if you can talk about?
Thank you, Ankit bhai. The thing is, last 2 years, as we know, were little critical globally from the agrochemical demands point of view. Reason was there was a very high inventory at all the level. Now, in last 1.5-2 years' time, this inventory has been going down significantly. And when we analyze at different level, now the inventory is at the normal level, which used to be before a few years. So we are expecting good demand already, and demand has started growing step by step. Going forward, we expect the demand will continue in a similar mode. And with this, because the margins were under tremendous pressure in last few quarters, now it is slowly, gradually going back to the normal. In the good times, we have seen the EBITDA margin more than 20% also. But I think that will take some time, but will be at reasonable EBITDA level going forward. And we expect good demand going forward in the agrochemical segment.
So on the, we have touched almost, we have crossed 100 crore of revenues in this quarter. So you think this, run rate will continue over the next, in the near to medium term?
Agrochemical is a seasonal business. So in some quarter it is plus, some quarter it is little less. But on an average, because of our geographical reach, we expect this momentum of growth will continue in the agrochemical segment.
Sure. And on the margins, we should be expecting 15% kind of margins going forward, or you see that this was a, we saw some advantages of some price or some thing that we got because of which we recorded 15% kind of margins. And going forward, what do you think is the outlook on the margins?
So I think going forward in next few quarters, I think we will be somewhere in the range of 14 to 16% EBITDA margin. if market further improves from the pricing point of view, then the margin can improve. But I think looking at the current scenario, we believe we'll be in this range.
Okay. And on the pricing side, if you can talk about, like, how is the scenario currently, and you know, and dumping from China. So if you can talk about the pricing scenario, as well as, you know, the pricing pressure that we have been seeing from the from Chinese players in the industry for past 2 years now. So what is your view on that, and how do you think the pricing is expected to play out in the medium term?
So there is a pressure from China, no doubt about it. I would say for majority of the products in the chemical segment, the prices are running at bottom level. So with the demand improving, we feel that prices should also improve. May not be drastically, but at least certain percentage. At the same time, the raw materials have also reduced drastically. So the margins we expect should improve going forward. So there will not be any significant problem in the margin.
Yeah.
The only thing is there is a huge capacity line in India as well as in China, so which is creating little issue to from the pricing point of view to take it further. But now everyone is facing this problem. So we believe that we will not have the significant profitability which was there before 3 years or so. But every company will try to focus on reasonable profitability.
Sure. And then if we look at our volume growth or the, at least the production data, you know, in Q3 this quarter, we have done almost 10,733 metric ton of for production, and in last year we in the same quarter we did almost 99,583. So you know, the jump in the volumes, if I'm expecting this, are the sales volume largely in line with this? So the sales volumes have grown by this 12-13%, while our revenues have jumped significantly in the segment from 239 crore to 411 crore. So what is the reason for the same, and you know, is it the change in product mix, or you know, like, what exactly explains this difference in the volume and the revenue growth for this quarter?
It is mainly because of the change in the product mix.
Sure. Okay. I think 2,4-D would have contributed significantly last year, and this quarter we would have seen a sales pick up in other products as well. Is that the right assumption?
Now, the new products, whatever we launched, those new products have also started giving the results in revenue. So because of the new product mix, there is an improvement in the revenue mix.
Sure. And just on the geographical side, if you can talk about, you know, which geographies led to this significant jump in our revenues, you know, like if you can briefly talk about, you know, whether it was revival in US, Latin America, European, Asian markets. Briefly, if we can talk about each of these geographies, how they are doing.
I would say the inventory was mainly into US and the Latin American market in the last 2 years compared to other markets. So now these two markets, inventory level is quite low, and the demand has improved in these two markets significantly.
Okay. And on the titanium dioxide side, if you can tell, you know, we have seen significant losses in the quarter. So how is the, you know, scenario there, and what is your outlook going forward in this segment? And, you know, we have seen, you know, I think this number would have also been impacted with our fixed cost as well as, you know, interest and depreciation coming in. So if you can talk about how do you think how is the segment doing, and outlook for the same going forward?
See, as a product and as a segment, titanium dioxide has got tremendous opportunity going forward. Currently, the Indian market is more than 4 lakh tons, and it is growing also significantly. Major application, as we know, is into the paint segment, and we know the growth of paint segment. So, from the market point of view, from the opportunity point of view, this is very good. More than 3 lakh tons is being imported in Indian market currently. So under Make in India, it has got tremendous opportunity and potential. The only thing is China is dumping everywhere, not only in India, but many other markets. In last 6 months, Europe has imposed anti-dumping duty on China, TiO2. Brazil has imposed anti-dumping duty on China. US, there is already a 25% duty, extra duty on China. So we can understand the big continents, big markets, they are imposing, they are also facing the dumping from China issue. So as in India, we initiated anti-dumping duty last year. So we believe that the outcome, the anti-dumping should come by tentative by March 2025 in next 2 months' time. So once that anti-dumping comes, it will give support to the domestic industry. And then we see the potential of the growth happening into titanium dioxide segment.
Sure. So we have incurred almost around 25 crore of losses at the PBIT level on the pigment, on the titanium dioxide side. So given the anti-dumping duty is expected to come only from, let's say, next year, FY26, so you think, you know, the kind of losses that we have seen in TiO2 are expected to continue at least for the next quarter per se?
So there is already some positive momentum because now the Indian consumers also know that the anti-dumping duty is coming. So they also try to develop the domestic player as a supplier. So that positive momentum has already started. So we will see the trend improving in next 1 or 2 quarters.
So this, the losses are expected to come down is what you're saying.
That is what the target is, yes.
But has the plant stabilized now? Like, how is the stability and all for the plant?
Yeah. So the plant, from the quality point of view, output point of view, it is quite stable, relatively stable. But only because of the pricing, we are not able to take the advantage of it.
Okay. Thank you, and wish you all the best. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, would like to remind participants to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Keshav Parekh from Vita Global. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Congrats
to the management for the good set of numbers. I wanted to ask the same what Ankit asked, that what is the latest about anti-dumping duty on TiO2 from China? Has the anti-dumping duty been imposed and by European Union? And what do we expect from India? How long? As in July, we heard that it will be coming next quarter. And now it's been 2 upcoming quarters. So how much long we can anticipate a dumping duty towards China from India now?
Keshavji, from the anti-dumping point of view, it is difficult to get the idea what would be the percentage or amount of anti-dumping duty. But just to share, in Europe, there is about 39% anti-dumping has been imposed on Chinese titanium dioxide only. So India point of view, the cost of Indian manufacturers, the import from China, everything is compared very transparently. So we expect the outcome very soon, and there will be some reasonable amount of anti-dumping duty which will support the Indian manufacturers.
Keshav?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you also tell us about the traction on a ground level in crop nutrition segment? Like, if you can provide any specific metric like sales volume or market share, to quantify the traction and demonstrate the segment growth.
So, Keshavji, from the crop nutrition point of view, it is a relatively new product, and it has got tremendous opportunity and possibility to grow significantly because Indian urea market is more than 34 million tons. So, only if we convert part of the urea market into nano urea, then also it has got tremendous scope. So the only thing is farmer has to understand the potential of the product, and for that lot of field activity demonstration has to be given. So our team is doing that significantly in various states on the field, giving demonstration and explanation about the product. Once that will happen, once farmer will have a confidence, the market will improve significantly.
All right. Thank you very much. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Deepak Pawar from Vasuki India Fund. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, the current participant is not there in the queue right now. We'll take our next question from Ankit Gupta. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question was on, we've seen a revival in the agrochemical this quarter, and your outlook also seems to be a bit encouraging. But overall, just as you know, we over the past 3-4 years we have expanded into TiO2, we have expanded into nano urea. So just a broader question on the management's philosophy of expanding into this new areas. Don't you think, now with agrochemical reviving, our overall performance has been hampered by the performance of the TiO2 segment, and hopefully, if the demand, God forbid, if the demand from the nano urea also doesn't pick up the way we are anticipating, then this segment also can impact our overall performance. So what is your view on the same, and how do you think, will we continue to expand into some of these new products, or our focus will remain on our existing set of products and reviving it, TiO2, and improving the nano urea's performance as well?
So Ankitji, from the strategy point of view, let me be very clear. As a management, agrochemical segment is a very, very important segment for the management, and we are very much focused on the agrochemical segment. So we have not just done investment in nano urea as well as TiO2, but we have also invested close to 400 crore in multi-purpose product plant, so which has started 1.5 years back, but because of the market conditions, we were not able to take the advantage of it. But now, once the market has started improving, we are going to have the advantage from the new manufacturing plant. Now that has started running very well, and we see the revenue from the new plant is also picking up slowly, gradually. In the next financial year, we see the very good growth coming into agrochemical segment as well. So as a management, we are very much, very much focused on agrochemical segment, so no doubt about it. Now coming to the crop nutrition. Now crop nutrition is an allied business to the crop protection business. So same marketing, same channel works very well. So from that point of view, and the nutrition, we are not focusing on the conventional fertilizer. We are talking of new generation, new technology oriented products. We have also started taking the trial because of our global reach. We are taking the product trials with our customer base in more than 40 countries. And in some of the markets, we have already received the trial order. And we expect good growth potential in this segment. And nano urea is not just one product. We are going to add many more new technological advanced technological products over a period of next 1 or 2 years time. So from that point of view, it is going to give us very good growth, and it is not a very high capex business model as far as the nano urea is concerned. Coming to the titanium dioxide, why we selected this project, just to give you the idea, because in the pigment segment, there is a competition from the unorganized player. From the growth point of view in the pigment segment, we wanted to add some product where there is an entry barrier, where there is a technological barrier, and not small players cannot enter, where we don't face competition from the small companies. So we have selected a product which has got a huge growth potential, which is a domestic. At the same time, there is a high entry barrier. So we are very optimistic, and currently because of only China which is dumping, we have taken the corrective action from the anti-dumping point of view, and we are very optimistic. Going forward, this segment will also be very good, and so there is no doubt about it. But yes, as a focus point of view, as a strategy point of view, agrochemical segment remains the core growth focus for the management.
Sure. So just, you know, on the agrochem side, I have one question on the product side. So we, you know, if you can talk about some of the products which are doing well, and we had introduced, you know, new products in the past 2-3 years when we started this MPP. So, you know, which products have led to revival in demand? Or even last quarter was pretty, you know, decent. We have seen significant recovery, which has continued and improved significantly in Q3 as well. So which products have contributed for this? You know, the old products on the pyrethroid side, you know, new products that we had introduced, some of this was, you know, first to be launched in the Indian markets, and, you know, some of them are being going off patent, have just gone off patent recently. So if you can talk about which products are performing well for us on the agrochem side. Is it a broader recovery that we have seen?
Yes. So apart from the conventional product where we are present, those products have started showing the revival from the growth point of view. But at the same time, we have introduced a lot of new products like pimetrozine, ethical, flubendamide, spiromacifen, cyclothrin, beta cyclothrin. So a lot of new products we have introduced in the last one or two years time. These are all new products coming from the new multi-product, multi-purpose plant, which over there we have invested more than 400 crore. So, and the same new products, we are doing registrations in the various markets. We have already started getting the product approval and registration in various markets. And I think over a period of next 2 years time, a lot of new registrations are also expected, which will drive this growth. So we are very much bullish about agrochemical segment. And the new product will give a significant growth profile to the agrochemical segment.
Okay. Thank you, Vishal.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Deepak Pawar from Vasuki India Fund. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, Deepak.
Yeah, thank you. So my question is on TiO2. Can you please elaborate what kind of capacity utilization you have right now?
So, Deepakji, as I mentioned, currently the plant is stable, quality is stable, but because of the market pressure, we are not able to utilize the plant at full capacity level. So, plant is running at lower capacity.
Yeah. So, any percentage that you can give?
I'm sorry?
I mean, we are running at lower capacity, but what kind of, when, how, by how much?
About 35%.
35%. So we can go up to 100 anytime once the prices are favorable.
Yes, yes.
Right. My next question is on nano urea. You said that you are educating all the farmers in different geographies. So currently, which states we are currently targeting for the sales? Apart from Gujarat, of course.
So, apart from Gujarat, we have started doing marketing of nano urea in Rajasthan, in Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Haryana. In south, we are targeting Telangana, Andhra. And in the east, we are targeting Chhattisgarh, Odisha, and West Bengal. So, these are the states we have started focusing on.
Okay. And currently, what is the capacity utilization of the nano urea plant?
So, from the utilization point of view, our capacity is significantly large. So, it is running at very, very low capacity, not even 10%. So, but it has got a huge growth potential going forward. And apart from the Indian market, as I mentioned, we have also started, because of our global reach, we have started showcasing the trial in more than 40 countries. And so, in the other markets also, we have seen good results. And based on that, we have started receiving some trial orders in the export market. So once we will get approval in different other markets also, that will also drive a good growth.
Okay. Yeah, that would be all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take our next question from the line of Bhumika from Neomark Research Lab. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question was regarding the capacity utilization in our crop protection segment. So as we can see in the PPT, it has reduced. Would you like to share some reason for that? Any specific reason we couldn't achieve the capacity utilization in crop protection?
So you are asking, Bhumika ji, you are asking about the capacity utilization in crop protection segment?
Yes, sir.
So it is about 78%.
Yes, so my question was regarding the why our capacity utilization has reduced.
Why it has reduced utilization?
Yes.
So we have added the new plant, new capacity has added. So because of increase in the production capacity, the percentage has gone down.
The multipurpose plant is what you're referring to?
Yes.
So how much revenue do we see coming in from our multipurpose plant in the coming years? Because right now, since we don't take advantage of the full pricing in the market, when do we see a good revenue coming in from the plant?
So the multipurpose plant where we have invested close to 400 crore, it has got potential to generate revenue of more than 1,000 crore.
Right, and when do we see, like in the coming 1 or 2 financial years? Or
So
will it take
definitely,
longer for us?
yeah, definitely. So I think it will take nearly 2 to 3 years to reach at nearly 1,000 crore level, battery utilization point of view. But we see the growth in the next financial year and year after that. So every year we'll be seeing good growth coming from the new plant.
Okay. Sir, if you'd like to give some color on the top line growth that we expect for the coming financial year.
So we expect about 20% growth in the next financial year in agrochemical segment.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. We'll take our next question from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, I wanted to understand that at current realization, if we are operating at full capacity utilization, what kind of revenue can we generate from our agrochem division, pigment division, and titanium dioxide?
So, with the current plant capacity, because there is a formulation also in the agrochemical segment, but yes, it has got a potential to reach more than 2,500 crore to 3,000 crore level. In the pigment segment, it can be in the range of about 550 to 650 crore. In the titanium dioxide, with the current capacity what we have, what we are running, it has got potential to be at about 250-300 crore. And by doing small modification, that there can be significant further revenue improvement. And but that will happen post anti-dumping duty.
And sir, last call you mentioned that by third quarter of this financial year, ADD was expected to come, but I don't think it has come. So by when will it finally come, and when will it get implemented? And sir, the customers, paint companies will, anticipating the anti-dumping duty, won't they just stock up a lot of titanium dioxide so that even once the anti-dumping duty comes, it will take a far longer period for basically to be helpful to us?
Keshav, yes, you are correct. It has taken longer time because there is a opposition side. There's a strong lobby also in the paint, plastic. So they also do a lot of representation. We, from the manufacturer side also, we do a lot of representation. So the timeline is getting extended, but now it is at the final stage, and we expect the notification to come out very soon. And once it will be out, the anti-dumping duty by the finance ministry will be implemented probably by March or beginning of April. That is what we believe. And so now, first, the matter is very clear. The anti-dumping duty will come for sure. That is very clear. So that is a good thing. Now, how much it will come, that will be mentioned in the notification.
Right, sir. And sir, what about our deleveraging plan, sir? What is our net debt today? How much do you expect it to be on year-end, that is 31st March, and what is the expectation for next year-end? And sir, by when will we become debt-free?
Okay. As far as debt is concerned, so we have long-term debt of consolidated basis as around 474 crore. On standalone basis, we see in the next 2026-2027, we will be debt-free.
Right, sir. And sir, what are your thoughts on demerger of the company into basically agrochem pigment and titanium dioxide, sir, so that there can be a value unlocking? And sir, as the shareholders have experienced in the previous demerger between Make Money Organics and Epigrow, there was a huge value creation. Sir, so why don't we further, like last time you mentioned that there is no synergy between pigment and agrochem, the plants are different, distribution, everything is different. So then why not go for that demerger?
So Keshav, first of all, I would like to mention in between that from the debt point of view, we will not be doing any big CapEx for the next one or two years' time in agrochemical segment as well as in other segments also. So because of that, we don't require any new significant fund. And from the operation, we'll be keep on reducing the debt. So that is one part. And apart from the demerger, your question on demerging the segment. So yes, we are getting a lot of suggestions from the investor side that we should do it. But at the same time, some of the investors and advisors have mentioned that we need to reach at a reasonable level in pigment segment as well as in agrochemical segment because the market conditions were not very favorable. So we wanted to showcase in next one year the growth trajectory in all the segments. Once we reach at a reasonable level, then yes, there is a plan to demerge the segment to unlock the value.
Right, sir. And sir, if we see our pigment division standalone, sir, even then, if we compare it with our smaller competitor, Asahi Songwon, sir, they are doing around 10% operating margin in pigment segment with less than 100 crore revenue. And despite 150 crore level of revenue in pigment, sir, our margins are far less than what they are doing in percentage term as well as in absolute terms. Sir, so then, sir, I'm not able to understand that why is this the case? And especially, sir, if you see our capital employed in the pigment division, which is also huge as compared to what Asahi Songwon's capital employed in that business. Sir, so then why is this the case that the product being same, we having a far larger capacity, sir, we should instead be enjoying economies of scale, which is not the case?
So Keshav, yes, when we compare the pigment division with other companies like Asahi Songwon, there are a lot of parameters which we cannot discuss openly, but we do face competition from small unorganized players where their overheads are low, where their other expenditures are low. And sometimes the kind of the practice what they follow, we as a corporate, we cannot follow. So because of all these factors, we are facing the pressure from the margins point of view. And we have been facing this since the last couple of years. And because of that, as a Make Money, as a management, we decided we'll not do any CapEx, any growth into the current pigment business, which is pigment green and blue. So we are not putting any new money into that. So we are just trying to run this segment as an optimum level. We try to make some changes in the product mix where we improve our profitability. So that will continue. But as a strategy point of view, we are not going to put any new money in this segment.
Right, sir. So thank you very much and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Aman Jain from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity. So just some questions on TiO2 side. So what was the revenue contribution from TiO2 in this quarter? And also, if you could provide what were the margins?
Margin perspective, as Ankit has already informed that so far it is not giving any positive because we are running at a less capacity and due to aggressive pricing reduction by China. So we capitalize only at the end of September. So in this quarter, it has added around 13 crore.
Okay, sir, understood. Sir, and also as per the data that we have, the TiO2 price currently in the domestic market is upwards of 200 rupees per kg. So that is for the rutile grade, sir. So just wanted to understand these, I think this TiO2, the best pricing has remained in the range of 200 to 220. So, but as per you are saying that currently TiO2 is facing pricing pressure. So, just wanted to understand that, sir.
So, Omanji, the pricing point of view, it has come under tremendous pressure. I think now the prices are in the range of about 175 to 180 rupees. So, that is the current pricing level. And even further dumping is happening because now the anti-dumping is anticipated very soon. So a lot of companies are bringing in more material. So that is creating a problem.
Okay, sir. So just one question on nano urea side. So there are, we have seen some competitors in the private space other than the government companies like RCF and NFL. There are some private players have also entered this segment of nano urea. So how do we see the competition in this, sir?
So, Apanji, we take it very positive. In fact, we want, NFL has not done anything so far. They have dropped the project. RCF, yes, they have done along with the ECO like what we have done. Apart from that, in private segment, one big company, which is Coromandel, which has also entered into nano-based fertilizer. So I would say it is positive because more and more companies entered and they demonstrate in down the line in the field, the market can grow tremendously. It has got significant potential. So I think currently not every company is focusing on it. Once market will improve, once there will be some significant market in this segment, I see that more than 50 companies entering in this business. So it is good that more and more players should enter in this segment, and rather than creating a competition, I would say it is creating a market.
Yeah, understood, sir. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take the next question from the line of Bhumika from Neomark Research Labs. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. My question was that we derive 91% of our revenue from export. So with Trump coming in and the effect of tariffs implementing, do we see any effects on us regarding that?
Bhumika ji, you are mentioning about the market share from the domestic as well as from the export point of view, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so yes, in the agrochemical segment as well as in pigment, the majority of the revenue is coming from the export business where we export to more than 75-80 countries. So that is significant. Yeah, and the kind of the product mix what we have, it has got potential from of the growth in the export market. And the domestic market also, we have been selling this product, but the market size is not significant. At the same time, we are not very big player in B2C. So this is the factor.
So do we see any impact coming in from like the tariffs Trump might impose on India?
We don't see the tariff coming on the on India. If at all it comes, then also we'll be at par with China. So let's say before tariff came into the picture in the previous term of the Trump ministry. So at that time also we were selling in the US market. After that also we have been selling. So if the new tariff comes also, then also we will be competing with China, any other market. So we are very confident. We don't see any pressure because of the tariff.
Right, sir. Thank you so much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Suresh Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir,
Regarding insurance claim, how we have accounted this insurance claim in our accounting?
As far as insurance claim is concerned, so we have received the full amount, so there is no claim pending as of now.
No, it is taken into PLN, profit and loss account, or it has gone into balance sheet?
No, we accounted for as account claim receivable, and now the amount has received.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question are requested to press star and one on their phone now. Take a follow-up from the line of Aman Jain from Arihant Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. So currently we are seeing some good improvement in margins. We have closed this quarter at about 7.2%. So just wanted to get a view on this. So what is the margin level that we are expecting in FY25 and also for FY26?
So Amanji, we expect good growth happening this year. We have already showcased a good growth. In the next financial year also, we expect good revenue growth for sure. And along with the good revenue growth, we see the margin should also improve. But it would be a little difficult to mention about at what level we expect at current position. I think in the next, by next quarter end, we will have better idea.
Okay, so understood. Sir, just one last question on the pigment side. So we have seen some good improvement in terms of revenue while our margins are still under pressure in this segment. So can we expect this revenue growth to continue while we expect gradual improvement in margins?
Yes, but overall as the pigment business, the revenue would be on yearly basis between 550 to 650 crores. We don't see any significant growth happening beyond this level. And definitely from the margin point of view, which is even today, it is not very good. We see some improvement taking place in the margin also in pigment segment.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Darshika Khemka from AV FinCorp. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations. My question is on the pigment segment, sir. Can you help me with a breakdown of the margins that we are making between pigment and TiO2 so that we can get better clarity on how the profits improve from here on?
As far as pigment is concerned, so you see in this quarter around the 3.5% margin we have seen. As far as our halogen and pigment is concerned, TiO2 we have explained because we are not running at a optimum capacity as of now, so it is not a bit of positive.
And by when do we expect to break even, sir?
Actually, now we are expecting the anti-dumping duty, which will be in the March. So after that, so we will be ramping up the capacity. So as Ankit said, next year we are expecting 250 to 300 crore of top line. So then after the anti-dumping duty coming in, we will be able to give a good projection on that.
All right, sir. And what is the peak capacity that we can manufacture in TiO2, peak revenue that we can do with the current capacity?
So Darshika, this is what, based on the current capacity only, we hope that it has got potential to be in this range. But once there is anti-dumping duty, once we ramp up our current plant capacity, we have got the infrastructure. By doing small modification in the current plant, it has got a potential to increase the capacity significantly, and which will help in increasing the revenue also. But I think for that, we'll be able to give you the idea once there is anti-dumping duty, once we run our current plant at reasonable good capacity, at that time we'll have a better idea.
Alright, thank you so much. This is helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take that as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
On behalf of the management, we thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your trust and support on us. With this, we hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to Mr. G.S. Chahal and Mr. Nishant Vyas, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.